Hello, friends. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. I want to welcome everyone to the program today. We have a really fantastic show today. During the first hour, we will have on Dr. Shaw. He's a famous spiritual healer from China. We'll be calling him. Actually, he's in Toronto now. We'll be calling him, getting on the line here in a few minutes. The second hour will be a famous Japanese film producer named Tetsu Shinotori. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He's produced some amazing films, including one called Inori, which is prayer. This film is very famous in Japan. It's never been showed, however, here in the United States, but I will be showing it 1 week from today at the Baha'i Center here in Bellevue for a United States premiere starting at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in seeing one of the world's most spiritual films, a very famous film in Japan for its first showing here in North America, please come to the Baha'i Center a week from today at 7 p.m. It's in Bellevue. I'll be giving more information in a few minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington, the Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington, as well as Daring in Olympia, and my many sponsors and people who've helped me out on the show. We are the fastest growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries. And I've been told that we also have a lot of listeners off planet from the Galactic Alliance. So whether you're here on the Earth or off the planet, welcome to the program. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to make this world a better place, and I know with everyone's help, we can do it. The program is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Even a dollar will help, and I want to thank everyone for their wonderful donations and support. I also have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website, go to About Us, and then on the right side, click on Ask Ted for free spiritual help or advice. I also give psychic readings, and for those who'd like a reading, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793 or 1-888-879-8339. My accuracy rate is between 90 to 100%, and I always like to help people. After the show, you can listen live to the show at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to the show at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our guests. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. And we really appreciate your help and support. And before we begin, I'd also like to thank everyone who's helped me with this program, because I couldn't do this by myself, especially my dear friend Carol's been designing my website and providing great support. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program, and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, and their wonderful people in the Moto Peace Project office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric Ryder, my station manager Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. Now let's go on to our first guest. We have Master Zai Gang Sha on the line. Master Sha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful, sir. Thank you so much for coming on today.
It's my great honor.
Well, sir, I really admire your work. You've brought healing and enlightenment to hundreds of thousands of people worldwide in a teaching that combines the essence of Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine with a 5,000-year-old energy and spiritual healing secrets from China. You are a recognized authority on matters pertaining to the soul. You are also a 9-time New York Times best-selling author with 25 books written on alternative medicine. To your credit, you are a medical doctor in China and a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine in China and Canada. You are also a registered acupuncturist in Canada. You are also a pioneer in modern-day spirituality, and you combine the essence of Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine with ancient energy and spiritual healing techniques from China. I could go on about your background, but if I did that, Dr. Shah, I'm afraid that we'd use up the rest of the hour and you wouldn't be able to speak. So I think I'll stop here and ask you, sir, how did you become interested in the field of spiritual healing?
Thank you so much. When I was at age 6, I went to a park with my parents. Mm-hmm. A grandmaster of Tai Chi taught his few disciples that they did the hands, touching hands practice. The master, little strength, the disciple flew away for 15 feet away. I said, wow, how powerful is master. I came to him. I said, yeah, Mr. Grandfather, I want to learn this. He looked at me, you know, at 86, tiny guy. He said, you are too young to do this. I said, please, I want to do this. He said, I want to see your parents. I ran away to brought my parents, and with the great support of my parents, I start my spiritual journey with Tai Chi practice at age 6.
Really? My goodness. That's fantastic. And now you've been doing it for many, many years.
Yes. At age 10, I met a Qigong master. I think you know Qigong very well, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Qigong is a Chinese energy practice.
Yes.
Then at age 12, I did a Shaolin Kung Fu. Tai Chi is China internal Kung Fu. Shaolin is external Kung Fu. I learned Shaolin sticks, Shaolin sword at age 12. Then later, I studied the Yi Jing Feng Shui. So therefore, I studied modern medicine as MD. I studied traditional Chinese medicine as a doctor of acupuncturist and herbalist. Even now, in the BC, Canada, and I am certified acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine doctor. I was able to integrate the essence of Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and 5,000 years old ancient art, including Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, Yi Jing Feng Shui, to create so many body medicine, so many body science, and also to create soul healing miracle series books.
Wow, that's just incredible. You know, I've actually been discussing this topic on my show before, Dr. Shah, and I've always said that that the Western medicine in particular needs to take account of traditional medicine techniques, and you've done that. You've breached the gap between traditional medicine and other wonderful ancient healing techniques, and I just want to thank you so much for doing that.
Yes, I'm very honored to serve. So in my book, Soul Healing Miracles, Ancient and New Secret Wisdom Knowledge and the Practical Techniques for Healing the Spiritual, Mental, Emotional, and Physical Bodies. Within this book, I have ancient wisdom teaching. I want to respond with our beloved host, the questions and all his comments, Ted. There are three words I want to explain a little bit.
Yes.
One is a Jing, thank you. Jing, J-I-N-G. One is a Qi, C-H-I. I think you heard about Qi. Many people understand Qi, vital energy, life force. Jing, J-I-N-G, means matter. Jing means matter, Qi means energy. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. So in China, our modern medicine has a very short history. Traditional Chinese medicine has 1,000 years. So in China, modern medicine and the traditional Chinese medicine try to combine each other. It's very difficult because they have different theory, different belief system. But in summary, in my insight, modern medicine focus on matter. Matter is inside the cells. Traditional Chinese medicine and 1,000 healing modalities focus on qi. Qi is between the cells. qi flows in the meridians, acupuncture meridians, which is the pathway of major internal organs. Mm. So now in my teaching, we focus on Shen. Shen includes soul, heart, and the mind. Mm. So there's my teaching, soul healing, heart healing, consciousness healing. Therefore, this is our my main focus for healing.
You know, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, because I did a psychic reading for a nurse earlier today. Yes. And I was telling her about you, and I said that, you know, she does wonderful work as a nurse, but she sees patients where she knows spiritually Western medicine needs to do a lot more. That's why I think your work is so important.
Oh, thank you so much. And I love modern medicine because I study modern medicine as an MD. Mm-hmm. I love traditional Chinese medicine. I'm the doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, herbalist, acupuncturist. I said modern medicine focuses on matter, which is located inside the cells. Traditional Chinese medicine focuses on qi, which is between the cells. So my teaching focuses on Shen. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. I just give you an ancient story. You may understand better what I'm doing.
Yes.
In ancient China, there's a renowned, they call life-saving doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. In the history, renowned doctor. His name is Bian Chui. Bian Chui is his name. He was so famous in his time, he met emperor. And he has spiritual ability. Like you said, the nurse can see the spiritual remotely. So, and this Dr. Bian Chui told emperor, you need to be careful. I saw within 1.5 year to 2 years, you could have very challenging health issues. It could affect your life. Mm-hmm. You know, emperor laughed. I'm so healthy. Oh, what are you talking about? Emperor did not believe this doctor's words. The emperor exactly dead on the time and the doctor predicted.
Incredible.
Because your spiritual wisdom and abilities, you could see the future. Otherwise, what we call people call psychic. I call spiritual communication. We knew the past. Have we done great service for humanity? Have we made huge mistakes? And also the past life reading. So this is a future life reading. This is a spiritual. It's a Shen part. Shen includes the soul, heart, and mind. So in last 12 years, I have created 100,000 spiritual healing miracle. We call soul healing miracles. There is a Harvard University PhD and Will Gladstone. Many people may knew him. He is the book agent of Deepak Chopra also the what's the name again? You know, Vancouver.
Eckhart Tolle.
Oh,
Eckhart Tolle. Yes. Sure.
Neil Donald Walsh. Many people know. He's the book agent for them. He did not believe. He heard about me. He did not believe me.
Really?
He spent time and to investigate me and interview, you know, dozen 30, 50 people, and he wrote the book, Doctor and Master Shah, Miracle Soul Healer. His book is already so many copies was out. I went to the Phoenix, many cities, in the book signing. And the people stood up, or people really, really moved by this book. This book, like a bio, like we call it, like a bio they wrote for me, like a biography. This PhD wrote for me.
Wow, fascinating! This is just fascinating. And you said that you've done 100,000 soul healings. My goodness,
I done more than 100,000. When I was in India. Local events, 1,000 people, they have live broadcasting for my healing. In one time, 100,000 people there receive me remote healing. I give you one story. After healing, 1 month later, I returned to India. A lady came from Delhi, and I said, "How did you heard about me?" And she said, 1 month ago, you did a live broadcasting healing. I had a friend who had a serious sleep disc. He scheduled for operation. After your healing with TV broadcasting, the pain disappeared. Your healing saved his operation." There's that kind of story happened just by remote people watching TV, they got a healing.
That is just amazing. You know, on my next hour, I have a famous Hollywood film director named Tetsu Shinonori, who's produced a wonderful film called Nori, or Prayer, several years ago. The film itself is famous in Japan, not known in the United States, but I'm going to be doing a premiere showing of the film in about 1 week here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. But his story began, and I know you'll appreciate this story, Dr. Shah, is that back in 2007, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, inoperable. Doctors couldn't get it. The so-called modern medicine couldn't get to it. And then he, after a period of weeks, he was astounded when the brain tumor disappeared. It just went away. And what he did is that he talked to his friends and family, and they had, without his knowledge, been secretly praying for him on a spiritual basis, and they were able to completely get rid of this brain tumor that was inoperable. And since that time, he's produced this film called A Prayer. He's on for the next hour, but his work fits in perfectly with yours because you're both doing the same kind of wonderful work.
Yes. Congratulations for this one. And PBS has made 13 called Soul Healing Miracle with Dr. Master Shah. Every story, every show is a miracle healing. For example, wow. I just give you one story. A boy, a mother get pregnant. The doctor said this boy could not survive. They could not hard to find the brain. So they said the boy could die. Meaning it cannot survive anymore. The boy could die during the birth. So, and I give a spiritual blessing remotely before the delivery of the baby. Then the baby was delivered out. The head is one size bigger than normal child.
Oh, wow.
It carries such a fluid. Doctor, hard to find the brain, the scar tissue on the eyes. They said this baby will be disabled, cannot see. And I continue offer the spiritual healing remote. I didn't see this person. And I remotely, after the baby reached almost one years old, I start to saw the baby. Then the baby now is a little bit more than 2 years old. We continue follow up. This is one of the PBS program. The baby from the head one size bigger, little brain. The doctor said he cannot see. And he used a tube for 1 year to just through the tube eat the food. And now the baby, the boy, the young child, is 2 years, a little bit more than 2 years old. He became a totally normal baby. The process, the TV producer just moved. Everybody saw that tape. That's called Soul Healing Miracle.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Is that wonderful? I wanted to tell you a few minutes ago, this always happens when I have a wonderful person like yourself on the show, Dr. Shah, but the entire studio now has lit up in white light. It's not an illusion. I know what it happens. It's a sign from my angel friends that they're here, and they really appreciate you being on the show today and approve of what you're doing. They say you have many friends in high places, Dr. Shah.
Ted, thank you so much. Ted, you give me 2 minutes. I will sing a soul song to serve all the listeners. 2 minutes. How about that?
Wonderful. Thank you. What a nice gift. Yes.
Everybody sit down straight, put one palm below the navel, read my Soul Healing Miracle books. It's called Soul Healing Miracles, one book. As you know, Ted already said I have 20 Book Plus. Just read it one to create your own soul healing miracles. Now I give you 2 minutes remote healing as a gift. Everybody put one palm below the navel. Put another palm. If you have a back pain, touch the back. If you have knee pain or neck stiff or breast cancer, if you are depressed, put on the heart. If you have ulcer on the stomach, just put one palm below the navel, because the source of energy is inside the lower abdomen. We have such limited time here, therefore we can give the essence. The other palm, put any part of the body for healing. Any part you need healing, you put your palm here.
I have a 10% hearing loss in my right ear, so I'll put my right palm on my right ear then.
Perfect. It's called body power. Body power means to put a hand on the area you need healing. In one sentence, I call one sentence secret. Where do you put the palm? It's where do you receive the healing. I call body power in my Soul Healing Miracles book. The second I call sound power. Sound power means to chant mantras. I will chant the soul sound, the sound from my heart and soul. It's not English, it's not Chinese, it's a spiritual sound. The third one is mind power. Everybody, it's a radio program. If you close your eyes at home, if you drive the car or whatever, it's a different story. You just relax. So mind power. So last one is the soul power. Soul power, I call say hello. Communicate with the divine, with the source, with the healing angels, Ted said, with the Buddhas, holy saints, and many spiritual father, mother. You believe, you have a free belief system. How I'm asking all the spiritual father, mother, countess, healing angels, archangels, ascended masters, lamas, guruji, kuhunas, Buddhas, Bodhisattva, Tao saints, holy saints, and many other saints. Divine. And the Tao means source in my teaching. 2 minutes. This is remote healing. Start. Hi. E ya ya e ya yo ya. Ya e ya e yo ya. Ya e ya e ya. Hey, oh, ya, yo, ya, 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 I'm forming a remote field, F-I-E-L-D, field. It carries matter, energy, and the spirit to help you. Yeah. One more minute. Hi, oh, hi, 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 hi. God give me a soul song. Another 40 seconds. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula. You can go to app. Dr. Shah, drsha.com. Free download this divine soul song, love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, Ted, for the time.
My goodness. The studio's gotten lit up again, and I feel a lot better, much better. I've been having a busy day. I just want to thank you so much for this gift.
I'm extremely honored, and I have and teaching workshops at November. I'm teaching longevity and healing, healing, rejuvenation, longevity. People from all over the world, and also I have 7-8 spiritual centers worldwide: San Francisco, Vancouver, Toronto, Hawaii, Boulder, in German, and Berlin, and also in the Frankfurt, Netherlands, Austria, and also India. You can find my information, Soul Healing Miracles book, shares the techniques that you have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform your health, relationship, finances. Go to drsha.com to find more information. Thank you so much, Ted.
My pleasure, Dr. Shah, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you again for so much for that wonderful healing. And just to mention to my listeners that if you're just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. And we have a wonderful, wonderful guest on today, Master Zi Gang Sha, a wonderful spiritual healer. And I'm so honored to have you on today, Dr. Sha.
It's my great honor also to serve you and your listeners. Thank you so much for your great work.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sha. I want to ask you a question, and this just came to mind. I hope you don't mind. I know you travel quite a bit. Every year, I have what I call a Galactic Wisdom Conference in the first weekend of March here in the Seattle area, and it's a healing conference, basically. I have spiritual healers and psychics come, and I would be, I don't know what your schedule's like next year, and you're welcome to think about this, but I would love to have you come here if you like. All your expenses would be paid, and I would be greatly honored if you could come.
Could you kindly, who connect with you for me? Can you write a simple information and or just connect with my assistant, Master Cynthia? Give your time, give your the purpose of the conference. I try to check my schedules. I try my best. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Shah. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And this leads us to that there's more than just this third dimensional reality. I think so many people get used to thinking that this is all there is, but there's a lot more dimensions beyond this reality, and there's certainly a person's soul, for example. And the good thing about your healing is that you go beyond this dimension into the other dimensions, and also into the soul too, to provide real relief to people.
And I want to say this one sentence: Mother Earth is in the third dimension.
Correct.
Mother Earth will turn to the fourth dimension, probably take more than 100 years, more or less, little more than 100 years. So you very brilliant wisdom. Mm-hmm. So, and why give a healing just now in such a short, about 2 minutes? So I bring fourth, fifth, 10, 20, 100, 500, 1,000. I have a broad, multiple dimensions, matter, energy, spirit, to go to worldwide to serve you. That is my major teaching.
Wow.
Find my book, Soul Healing Miracles. You will understand much more. I love Ted. I love each of you.
Thank you.
My life is to serve you and humanity.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's why I'm so honored and grateful to have you on today. I want to tell you that I've been a psychic. I've been in touch with the other side for the past 21 years. And one of the entities that I've been in contact with is Nostradamus, Mr. Nostradamus. And he said that people like yourself, he's in now, that yourself are leading the way, your vanguards, your light workers, leading the way to help this planet evolve into a true golden age of spiritual evolution and development, where the wars that we have now and the conflicts we have now will become ultimately a thing of the past. Things will really pick up, he says, in the 2020s and 2030s. But the kind of healing that you have, that you're helping people with now, eventually will become mainstream. And you're far ahead of your time, Dr. Sha.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have done how many time a video interview. You are the first one to mention Soul Healing Service is the way we ahead. Mm-hmm. I just went to China to treat the leaders, country leaders, and the billionaires. They were so surprised. I come from China, but they have the sickness that the hospital is hard to deal with that.
Sure.
And I just give them the healing. That you are right. You're right. It will become mainstream.
That's right. And I think what will happen is that the longevity of people on this planet will go at least to several hundred years, and disease will be eventually be completely eliminated. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm told will happen eventually.
Ted, you are very advanced. I have written two books, Tao 1, Tao 2. Tao 1, Tao, do not think about religion, Taoism. Tao means the source, a Tao. And Tao 1, the way of all life. Tao 2, the way of healing, rejuvenation, longevity, and immortality. Mm-hmm. And Ted, if you connect with my assistants, I can send this longevity immortality book, and it literally shares so many sacred wisdom, and that's why I just mentioned November, my longevity training, and I welcome you and all the listeners. If you truly would like to prolong your life, get my Tao 1, Tao 2 book in the Amazon.com, study the book, then welcome you to come to the retreat to learn and to practice longevity, especially immortality is a dreaming condition. How could we live long, long life? But when Ted said he believes 100 years, he is correct. We could live much longer than 100 years. Learn how.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of bright future that I see for humanity, for our children, our children's children, and their children's children's children. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I've never thought that we would have, for example, a World War III where everything would get destroyed. I think that at one point in the past we were on that path, but I'm confident that humanity will make the right choices this time, so we will avoid any kind of a lot of bad things happening for our future. I can only see good things for humanity.
Yes, Ted, wonderful. But I would like to see a few words here.
Yes.
Mother Earth is facing serious transition because human reincarnates, time reincarnates. August 8, 2003, is a critical day. In that day, last era ended. One era is not a century. Era, one era, 15,000 years. So last era ended. New era just started on the day of August 8, 2003. So therefore, during the era transition from one era to another era, Mother Earth could go through serious disasters. Watch what happened in last few years, more and more. Just I want everybody to be prepared. Do not need to be panicked, but we have to awaken enough to understand why Mother Earth is going through this serious transition. See what happened in Indonesia, a tsunami. What happened in 911? What happened in China, in Japan for earthquake? What happened many natural disasters? Because there's a reason, spiritual reason, which is telling us we have to pay great attention. But in my teaching, love melts all blockages and transforms all life. Therefore, the soul song, I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, harmony, and love, peace, harmony. If millions, billions of people join heart and souls together, Mother Earth definitely will be transformed. Like Ted said, good things will happen, but be prepared for Mother Earth transitions.
Well, what a very profound and very important statement you just made, Dr. Shaw. Thank you. Thank you so much. I agree with that totally, and I think that love actually is the most important force in the universe. And when you tie into that, you can accomplish anything in a good way.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Since history, think about Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, three major cultures in China. Think about Jesus, Mary, whole Christian, Catholic. I honor all the great religions. So as long as you serve and religions, serve humanity, serve all souls with love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. These are the four major issues I'm teaching. Da ai, da means greatest, ai means love. Da quan shu, quan shu, forgiveness, greatest forgiveness. Da ci bei, greatest compassion. Da Wang Ming, greatest light. Greatest love melts all blockages. Greatest forgiveness brings inner joy, inner peace. Greater compassion boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Great light heals, transforms relationship, finances, increase our intelligence, and transform all life.
Well, that's absolutely very profound, and I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Shaw. Absolutely. There is a... I was just thinking of the work of the late... I know I've mentioned him before on my program, Dr. Masaru Emoto, who, with his intention experiments of love and gratitude, teaching people that would help make this planet such a better place. And that's what you do, too. You do the same thing.
Yes, and I love Dr. Emoto. I went to Japan, and Dr. Emoto organized probably 700 people in a hall to welcome me and to give the teaching. Now in Soaking in Miracle book, at the back side of this book, exactly Dr. Emoto said a few words. Master Cynthia, my assistant, can you come here to read this little comment from Dr. Emoto? Because Ted mentioned Dr. Emoto. He's my great friend. We lost him. We feel sad. But his spirit, his love, his contribution always in my heart, in many people's heart.
Nice.
In Chinese ancient wisdom, if you live in people's heart, you are still living. You are still surviving. Let's just hold for a second.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, Ted.
Hi, Cynthia. So good to have you on.
Hello. So Dr. Emoto said, Dr. Shaw is an important teacher and a wonderful healer with a valuable message about the power of the soul to influence and transform all life.
Nice. Beautiful. What a beautiful saying. What a beautiful saying.
So I'm honored to be a servant. Now I want the public to know I have created soul healing in my website. What's the name they call, Master Cynthia? People can get a video, VOD or
Video on demand.
How to say?
VOD.
drshaw.com. I repeat again. VOD. drshaw.com. For example, if you have a back pain, if you have a depression, you have hypertension, you have knee pain, you go to the website, I create the courses, online courses, and the people can, you touch the button, very, very tiny, coffee money support mission. Everybody can do that. But for example, people have knee pain, they listen my teaching, they practice with me a few times, serious knee pain, back pain, disappeared. I have created 100,000 miracles. Therefore, I wrote a book, Soul Healing Miracles. William Gladstone, Dr. William Gladstone, PhD, and he wrote the book, and Dr. Master Shah Miracle Soul Healer, and to share his insight and his interview by my service. I'm very grateful for him, I've created 5,000 spiritual healer. And now it's a moment, I'm in an advanced spiritual retreat. I teach special calligraphy. We call Tao calligraphy, the source calligraphy. I give everybody a little report. There are two beginners who are in this conference. They are both Chinese. They was so shocked. They're my student Caucasians. They do not know Chinese at all. But I could teach them Chinese calligraphy. In few days, they wrote the calligraphy. These two billionaires came to state. They said that they totally shocked. Even Chinese, it will take years to write a calligraphy. Master Shah's Tao calligraphy by a few days. And people wrote so beautifully, it carried healing power. In my Soul Healing Miracle books, there are source calligraphy. People open the book, put the calligraphy in a painful area, in the area of the inflammation, cancer, tumor. There are thousands and 100,000 Soul Healing Miracles every day just by put a book on the body. It's hard to believe. I wish you give a try.
Well, thank you, Dr. Shah. What a nice gift you've just given all my listeners around the world. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Welcome. Yeah.
Will you be having any workshops here in North America for the rest of the year?
That's why I said I'm a current workshop. Then afterwards, I will go to Australia for 1 month. And then I have 2 months. I have special spiritual practice, but I do not teach anything. And on October, I'm going to Netherlands and Belgium for 1 month. My next opportunity to study with me is November, Tao retreat for healing, rejuvenation, longevity, and immortality. So I welcome you to join with me.
Fascinating. One thing I wanted to ask you about, hopefully it's an interesting question for you, Dr. Shah, is that our scientists say that there's many so-called strands of what they call junk DNA in our chromosomes, but I don't think they're junk DNA, and I think what you're doing with your spiritual work is you're helping to not only heal souls, but also awaken some of that DNA that's dormant.
Yeah, but I didn't, because my English, I studied 1 year English before I leave China. I didn't catch the words you talk about just now. The word I didn't understand what you're talking. Could you explain it to me in a different way?
I'm so sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
Within all of our bodies, we have chromosomes or DNA strands.
Okay.
And our scientists, for example, here in the United States, they think that many of those strands, parts of DNA or the chromosomes, are what they call junk DNA. Or they feel like we don't need that DNA. But I think we do need it. And I think in a lot of us, that your work actually helps wake up that DNA so that we become spiritually more empowered and able to heal our diseases, whatever that is.
Okay, good. Thank you. I just give you answer by this way. There is an ancient wisdom, yin and yang. You heard about yin and yang,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have.
So yin yang, which means a positive and a negative.
Mm-hmm.
You always remember, that's not only for you, for everybody. This is the ancient wisdom. Yi yin, yi yang, zhi wei dao. Yi yin is one yang. Zhi wei dao is become the Dao means the truth. Dao means the creator. For example, how do you understand this wisdom? Heaven and earth is yang yin relationship. Heaven is yang, earth is yin. Mm-hmm. Man and woman yin and yang. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory, some people, oh, this is a great theory. Oh, this is a practice. People separate the theory and the practice. In fact, theory and the practice, they are two, but they are one. Mm-hmm. What I want to see is everything does not matter, DNA, a cell or organ, why people are sick. Mm-hmm. When people are sick, is the system, in modern medicine system, organs are, you have, you know, heart, you know, hypertension, diabetes, mm-hmm. you have, you know, tumor, cancer, inflammations, which means you have a blockage at the matter level, because modern medicine pay attention to the matter. In traditional Chinese medicine, they said that you have energy blockage in the meridians. Meridian means the energy pathway. So the spiritual realm, Buddhism, Taoism, Holy Lama, Gurujis, they talk about that you have the karma. Karma means the soul blockages, impurity. In my teaching, if a fish lives in a polluted water, this fish is either sick or die. We understand it very well.
Sure.
A human being lives in a polluted area. Think about the outside of our body. How big a pollution in Mother Earth now? Air pollution, water pollution. There is a consciousness of pollution. There are spirit pollution. For example, some people killing, harming, taking advantages of others. Some people greedy. Some people, you know, all kinds of spirit and heart and the mind blockages. Mind blockages include negative mindset, negative beliefs, negative attitude, ego and attachment. How many people have ego issues? Mm-hmm. So therefore, soul, heart, mind blockages, which call shen blockages, energy blockage between the cells, matter blockage inside the cells. Therefore, modern medicine focus on inside the cells. Traditional Chinese medicine focus between the cells. Where is the soul? Matter and energy are the carrier of the soul. Every cell, every organ, every DNA, RNA has a soul. So therefore, DNA, RNA, if they are blocked, so therefore we say that they have negative matter, negative energy, negative spirit. So therefore, everything has a yin-yang part. But the most important Theta Gestalt mission is to learn how to transform negativities, how to transform negative matter, negative energy, and a negative spirit to the positive. So therefore, that is the great spiritual wisdom and the practice. Soul healing miracles, when people got a sickness with a chronic condition, which means more than 1 year some sickness, and the life-threatening condition, including this child, cancer, so many other conditions. How could we make miracles? They're supposed to die. They're supposed to suffer because they have Shen Qi Jing blockages. We are transforming negative matter, Jing, negative Qi, vital energy, negative Shen, includes negative spirit, soul, heart, mind. In quantum science, a very hot topic. Quantum science is talking about information or message. Information and a message are literally the soul. Scientists have not realized, and the spirituality, spirit, soul, and the scientific term, and information or message, they are the same. They have not realized. Therefore, Dr. Ruling Xu, quantum science scientist, and string theory scientist, we wrote a book, Soul, Mind, Body, Science System, Grand Unification for Healing, Rejuvenation, Longevity, and Immortality. This book published in last year. So we are not only writing a soul healing miracle, soul mind body medicine, And now I have published with her together to write a new science, Dr. Irvin Laszlo. Many people heard about this man, and Deepak Chopra honor him as a father of system. I went to Italy. I made a PBS program. He joined my PBS program. He gave the great forward for so many body science system, grand unification. And he said, we have created a breakthrough science. Our so many body science can explain the formation of classical physics, relativities of Einstein, and quantum physics. In fact, we are creating Tao physics now. Tao physics is the source of physics. So we are explaining this, all the physics. We try to share with the humanity and the scientific field how miracle could happen for health, for relationship, for finances. This is Soul Healing Miracle. This Miracle Soul Healer book of a renowned businessman in Los Angeles. I met he and his wife, and they both decided in their heart to divorce. And I give them one private session with half hour. They drive home. 3 hours later, they never felt that can love forever. Now, 1.5 year passed, their marriage was saved. This man invited me to his CEO conference for 600-700 people. He asked me to give a presentation. He said, my spiritual healing, soul healing miracle has saved his marriage. Many stories like this.
Isn't that beautiful? I have to tell you, it's a small world. I met Dr. Irvin Laszlo in Tokyo last month when I was at the Mount Fuji Symphony of Peace Prayers event and interviewed him and Mr. Hiro Sayonji, wonderful men. And Professor Laszlo sent me a copy of the book that you're talking about here a few weeks ago, and I've been reviewing it for him. I have a lot of with my spirit friends, and I saw your name on the cover, and I've been reading your part too. So it's a small world, Dr. Shah.
Great. And this book, he wrote some book called Beyond Space or something. And he asked Deepak Chopra wrote the foreword. He asked me to write afterward. I was very honored. And this man, Dr. Irvin Laszlo, I really respect him. And he instantly recognized our new science. I'm very honored and appreciative.
Me as well. I've been very honored to review the manuscript for him. I should be done this coming week. I need to spend some time meditating this weekend. But you do such wonderful work. We've got a couple minutes left, and I just wanted to say, for those who are just tuning in, that we're having a wonderful interview with a Master Zigan Shah, a wonderful Chinese healer, a person who combines both Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine with 5,000-year-old energy and spiritual healing secrets from China. He's a recognized authority on matters to the soul. And Dr. Shah, we've got a couple minutes left, and I want you to have the floor. We've got a couple minutes, and I'd love to have you wrap up your interview, please.
The purpose of life is to serve. I have committed my life to this purpose. To serve is to make others happier and healthier. My total life mission is to transform the soul, heart, mind, and body of humanity and all souls in heaven, Mother Earth, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes, and enlighten them further in order to create love, peace, harmony, universal family. Love, peace, harmony, universal family, including the souls in Mother Earth, humanity included, heaven, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. My total life mission includes three empowerment. My first empowerment is to teach universal service. And I consider myself as a servant of humanity, divine, and the source. My second empowerment is to teach healing and to empower people to create soul healing miracles. My third empowerment is to teach Tao, the source wisdom, knowledge, and the secret practice to empower people to reach Tao. To reach Tao is to reach soul, heart, mind, intelligence. Soul intelligence is to uplift your soul to the sense layer. Heart intelligence is to uplift your heart to the sense layer. Mind intelligence is all. Thank you.
Dr. Shaw, thank you so much for coming on today, my friend. And stay tuned for our next hour, friends.